Welcome to Room to Spill the Tea, Turning Tides podcast. Today we're going to talk, so we've been looking at, in the session we've been looking at all our songs, and we've been, as part of the Heritage Project, we're creating a timeline, and as part of that is we've been looking back at some of the songs that we've written over the years. What we're going to begin to do, we think, is to look at each of the songs and like really analyse them and maybe look at them from, talk to people who were there at the time when they were written, and also maybe get other people to listen to them as well. So today we've gone with Duck You. That was Duck You. So, we've got Luke. You were there. This is like your song, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, my.
So, how should we do it? Should we do it line by line? So let's start with the first line. A blast off in the toilet. Well, how did that come about? Just a fun song. So what's the blast off in the toilet? Just like a toilet humour sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you like toilet humour?
Yeah.
What about, so who did you write this song with?
Matthew.
Yeah? Who was that?
Dominic.
Yeah. Squirrel with the nuts.
I like a squirrel.
What is it? You like squirrels, don't you?
Yeah.
Is it the way the word sounds, or is it you like squirrels themselves?
Bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flying into space.
I'm a fan of space.
Yeah, go on, tell us a bit more.
I like sci-fi.
Yeah.
And it come on.
It's kind of relating to your like love of sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah? Like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Trek?
No.
You don't like Star Trek?
No.
No?
Star Wars.
It's basically a soap opera in space. And Duck You. This is like the part, the big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
What does Duck You mean?
I don't win in thought.
Not really sure.
No.
What do you? Should we ask Otis? What does Otis think? What does duck you mean?
Well, the way I look at ducking is like when the ducking underneath a tree or something. Like if there's some a tree in the way and you're trying to and
yeah?
the ceiling, or you can't. You're trying to duck your head and stop yourself from hitting your head on it.
Was that what it was about, Luke? Was it about ducking from?
Was it?
Was it the action of ducking, or was it to do with a bird that swims?
Bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of both. Okay. It also sounds like something else, doesn't it? Was that intentional? Duck you sounds like.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and not the dead, the dumb.
No, that just happened by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because we've sung it before when live, and I think like the audience have been.
Yeah, the audience.
Go on.
The audience think they do not they are the one.
Yeah. But we're not. We're saying duck. Duck you.
But we're not.
No.
Can I ask you, Luke, why did you want a song about ducks?
Because I a little bit like them.
You're a bit like a duck.
You're not a duck. You're not a duck.
I like them.
Oh, you like them. I thought you said you're a little bit like
you them. You like them, definitely. You like ducks. What's your favourite duck, Luke? You know, mallard, teal?
Yeah, what is your favourite duck?
I don't know it. Got the name.
No? What colour is it?
Yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Yellow ducks. That's a duckling, isn't it?
Duckling.
Ducklings are yellow.
Yeah.
Like a little duck.
Yeah.
They usually come out yellow, don't they?
Yeah.
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 Right, should we have a look through the song?
Yeah.
The next bit. I can't find the mouth of them. Technical issues. Right. It is a mistake to think you can solve any major problems with potatoes.
What did you say?
Silly lines.
Yeah, so it's like silly lines.
What?
Silly lines.
Yeah? But how could you solve major problems with potatoes?
Cook them properly.
Or could you?
Cook them properly.
Eating raw potato is bad. I don't think it would work.
Have you eaten a raw potato?
No, I never would.
No?
Because I don't think it'll taste nice. You'd probably get tummy sickness if you do.
I don't know. Would you?
I don't know.
You can get it from green potatoes.
Yes.
That's right.
You only get food poisoning from a raw potato, though.
No?
Because I would never eat it because I know what would happen. I would eat raw carrots and raw beans and that because you can eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't eat raw potato, I don't think you can. So I don't know.
What's the best way to cook a potato? Where else have we made potatoes?
Boil them, mash them.
Stick them in the stew.
Stick them in.
Snap from Lord of the Rings.
No.
Stop. It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Just stick them in a microwave.
Yeah. I think roast potatoes are the best.
Yeah.
I love roast potatoes. Cold is. I think I like them better cold than I do warm.
Yeah. I'm not a massive fan of potatoes.
What?
I don't really like potatoes.
I prefer
I like mashed potatoes.
I prefer cold potatoes and warm potatoes.
Cold potatoes?
Like cold, if you have leftover potatoes, I just eat them cold.
Like potato salad?
Yeah.
Or just
a salad, yeah.
Yeah, I quite like potato salad, actually.
I love potato salad because I'm addicted to mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So I love potato salad.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you enjoy them more cold than you do hot because I mean I love them. The hot, eating them hot is nice, but you don't burn your mouth when they're cold.
No, that's true.
No.
It's nice with a little bit of what's that green stuff?
Chives.
Chives, yeah, like
new potatoes,
like,
chives and butter.
Oh, yeah. And mayonnaise as well. What about what? So potatoes. What's the best way?
But
you like baked potatoes?
Yeah. But
you put them in the oven, do you, Lee?
Yeah.
So I don't know if we've solved any major problems with potatoes there, but we've.
Well, you could maybe buy somebody some chips. Maybe that would solve a problem.
That's a good point. Yeah. What if someone doesn't, you know, needs to eat, but doesn't have the money or the you could give you know yeah give like chips or something or
yeah.
That would be so maybe
yeah.
Not maybe that would be solving a problem in a way wouldn't it?
It would yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Give
if everyone had a potato, everyone in the world had a potato, then that would solve a major problem, I guess, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
I've always loved potatoes since I was born, you know.
But no one would go hungry, would they?
No.
Scroll down. And it says, unduck you. Life is a goldfish bowl.
Yeah, did he come up with that? Did he come up with that, Luke?
That saying.
Yeah.
Bum. That's Bitten boy.
We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
Yeah, did he come
year
up did he,
after year.
Did he come up with that, yeah?
What song is it? I know what it is.
With you, warrior.
Yes, it is. Is that directly inspired by Pink Floyd, is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know that, but When I read it and thought about it, I thought, that sounds like the line from Wish You Were Here. Life is a goldfish bowl. What does that mean? What do we think that means?
Life is a goldfish bowl.
Life is a goldfish bowl. It means
you get what you're given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with the mud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otis?
Maybe.
Do you think life is like a goldfish bowl? If so, what does that mean to you?
Sometimes life doesn't always happen the way you want it to. So the way I look at it is there are some things that in life that aren't always happy, you know,
yeah.
Tom? So they can say, like, to me, when people say life's a goldfish bowl, life is bleak.
Yeah? Oh.
Meaning life is bleak, meaning life doesn't work out the way you want it to.
No, it doesn't sometimes, I guess, does it?
If that, I don't know.
Yeah, go on.
I mean, if that's is that a good explanation, Tom? I don't know.
It's your opinion, isn't it?
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I think it was interesting.
What were you going to
say? I was interested in what Taryn and maybe Julie had to say.
Yeah.
Like, is life a goldfish bowl? Is life like a goldfish bowl?
Well, yeah, well, life is like, you do things in life, but sometimes unexpected.
Yeah.
I interpret it as all the CCTV cameras.
Yeah.
So you're always being watched.
Yeah.
Like fish in a bowl
are always being watched.
I had a similar interpretation of it, but where you're like sort of trapped in a small space, and like that could be like could be a physical thing, but it could be or like it could just be you're stuck in a situation which you can't get out of, basically.
Yeah, that's on by the wolf on there.
Stereophonics, which one?
Something about goldfish.
Goldfish, but I don't know.
I don't really, I don't know if they did.
It's on the first album.
First
album.
What was the first album then? Because I've listened to it before.
Performance and Cocktails?
That was
no.
It. No?
Word Gets Around?
Word Gets Around.
Yeah. I don't really listen to that one.
It's not.
I haven't listened to any stereo.
It's not to.
Is it the one about trees?
It's not Dakota, is it?
Is it a song about trees?
A thousand trees.
With the
match. It only takes one match to burn a thousand trees.
Maybe I think.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
That's a later one. That's a later one.
Not Dakota. No.
No, that's a later one. Kind of covered the next bit, which is you get what you get.
You get what you get, yeah.
Yeah.
But did we want to talk more about that one?
Yeah.
Well, you go along and you like basically get what you give and like,
pretty much.
With friends and stuff, you don't necessarily get on, but they come into your life and go.
Yeah, cool. Any more to say, Luke?
No.
No, cool.
No.
On to the next bit. When they're gone, thanks for all the fish. I wonder where that's from.
Yeah!
It's not Pink Floyd, is it?
No, it's not Pink Floyd.
Yeah, thanks for...
It's about the dog.
Yeah, it's Douglas Adams, isn't it?
Like the Adams.
So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
Yeah.
It's a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah. It's got the galaxy.
Do you remember why it was Thanks for All the Fish?
No, I don't know.
Has anyone read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or seen the film?
I've seen the film.
Yeah, do you remember
that? But I don't, I have no remember it, because it was, I mean, even though it's already described, it's sometimes still struggle with the, what's going on in films.
I think it was dolphins leaving the Earth or something like that, and saying so long and thanks for all the fish, because they've been given loads of fish.
I've seen two versions of Guardians of the Galaxy.
I got it done before.
You got the book? Not
yeah,
read it?
I got it before.
I think it's from one of the later books. One of the later books is called So Long and Thanks. I've not read them myself. But it's another, I guess it's another sci-fi reference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which sort of links with the earlier part of the song. Of course.
My kingdom for
of
a chorus.
Yeah.
Of course, a chorus. What does that mean then, Luke?
I couldn't resist that.
Yeah, very good. Of course, a chorus. So where did that bit come from?
Of course. I really know.
Is it a play? It feels like a play on words. Of course, a chorus. Of chorus,
a
chorus.
Yeah.
Is it playing words?
Chorus. don't panic.
Yeah. Don't panic.
Don't, where's that from?
Don't panic. The book again.
It's the same book in the Douglas Adams again, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's more toilets in space than you think. What's that about? More toilets in space? What does that mean?
It's online.
Oh, is that from Hitchhiker's Guide again? Or is it just a funny line? Or is it just a funny line?
Funny line.
Yeah?
Well, I'm flying into the space of Duck Hugh. What about that one?
And then, of course, don't panic. There's more to life than you think. What are your thoughts on that? What does that mean? Or why did you write it?
I get that the funny song.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. it's finale. May the force be with you.
The from the award.
Is that? I thought it was Star Trek.
No, it's off.
No.
Star Trek, isn't it?
No.
May the force be with you and prosper.
Yeah, you don't.
What did you say?
It's what Spock says, isn't it?
Yeah.
May the force be with you.
Yeah. Well, he does say prosper, doesn't he? Mr. Spock says prosper.
Yeah.
Star Trek, yeah.
Star Trek, yeah.
And always. So where did that bit? Why is that bit in the song? Where did that come from?
From the award.
Yeah. Why?
Always.
What's that? Yeah, but why is it in the song?
Because I die to everyone.
Mm-hmm. What
the? May the book be with you.
Yeah.
No way.
Okay, cool. Well, that's a good place to end because you could end on that. May the force be with you always and always. And live long and prosper.
Again, that's not Mrs. Spock.
Yeah.
Cheers, Luke.
You're welcome.
Right. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.